Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. Everybody, welcome back to Voices from the Planet. You know me, I'm your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me. I don't have to introduce myself every fucking time, but if you're new, that's who I am. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast. Episode 1, I'm going to say 85 or 7. Let's see. I should look it up real quick. How do I find the fastest way to see it? Oh yeah, 185. Good guess. But then I re-guessed because I wasn't sure and that made me wrong. But 185. Creeping in on episode 200. Gotta do something big for that. I want to start this episode by saying last episode, I forgot to mention it was my son's birthday coming up, my middle child at the moment. He turned 7 years old, so happy belated birthday, Hito, for the internet. But yeah, we didn't do much. We just hung out at my parents' house, bought him a telescope for his birthday, tried to check out the stars, but I'm an idiot, apparently, and I couldn't figure it out. But we're waiting for a bigger moon, so we can actually try and look at the moon this time, because it was really hard to pinpoint stars on that thing. I don't know. Gotta work it a little more. But happy birthday. 7 years old. That's freaking crazy. They grow up so fast. So cliche, but it's so true. And honestly, I feel a little guilty when it comes to Hito and just how I raised him differently than my eldest son, because I feel, looking back at it, that I could have been a little more patient with him. Having like a terrible 2-year-old and having an older kid who like demonstrates that it's possible to listen and follow the rules and do all that kind of stuff. And then to have one that just absolutely won't, it's just like my patience had to run out because I feel like I used it all up on the first one. But that's where I feel like I might have fucked up in a way because, yeah, I could have been a little more patient. I don't know if that is... I don't want to say, like... I mean, he has some outbursts, bro. He has a fucking temper, this kid. It's pretty nuts sometimes. And he's quick to express his emotions. Like, just kind of overreact to things. Like, zero to 100 real quick. They're trying to teach him to, like, calm down. Like, not everything needs to be this sort of blow up. Simple as, like, ah, he touched me when he walked by. He pushed me. And it's just like, dude, it was an accident. But then again, my oldest one doesn't say sorry. And it's, like, teaching him that. Like, bro, if you bump somebody, just say you're sorry. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, now, like, I'm so in realizing that I'm trying to be a more patient parent with him. But there's that one video where it's like this gentle parenting thing. I'm raising gangsters. Like, my sons aren't gangsters, but they're definitely independent in that they don't feel they have to listen to what you tell them to do. Nah, I'm just going to do my own thing, Dad. I don't have to listen to you. And then there's the daughter, who just seems to be so pleasant most of the time. I mean, she's 15 months old-ish. Yeah, 15 months old. I had to do the quick math there, but with me, any math is not quick. But she just seems to be, like, so... I don't know if it's a girl thing, but so girly and just so, like, I don't know, just pleasant. And I think I talked about it before, but one of my friends was asking, like, oh, are you going to, like, discipline her the way you discipline the boys? And I want to say yes to be fair because, you know, if they fuck up, they should all get the same discipline. It should be consistent. However, she's a girl. Not that I hit my kids or beat them or anything like that, but I don't know. I feel like you can't, like, blow up at a girl. I don't know. Maybe you can. I don't know. I'm sure I will. I'm sure both of us will at some point with all of these kids. Because right now, the shit they do, it's minor. So there's no need to really, like, blow up. But when they, let's say they fuck up big time, which I have in my past a bunch. Nothing, like, crazy with the law or cause any bodily or, you know, property damage to anybody or anything. But there's been times I got busted for shit that I shouldn't have been doing. And luckily my parents didn't blow up at me or scream or yell or do that kind of crazy shit. So that's what I'm trying to do, is not be the yelling, screaming, fucking, is Dad gonna blow up? But I know that beneath all this trying to be cool and calm shit, there is a side of me that's, like, fucking got some rage that needs to be released. Because recently I came across this video and it was like this girl in a rage room. I don't know if you guys know what that is or not, but I've been dying to try one because they just look like... So, I don't know, the release could be so cathartic in just, like, destroying shit. Because, I don't know about you guys, but me. And if you know me, when I get mad, I get mad. And it's not healthy. And, you know, in the past I've had broken wrists and broken fingers and shit. Because I was not able to control this anger. And so that's kind of what I've been working on, but I'm not gonna lie and say that there haven't been moments where I've had to, like, actively try to manage. I don't want to say suppress, because that's not, like, healthy either, but, like, manage it in a healthy way so that way I'm not hitting things. But yeah, to have like the permission to smash shit, like when I was watching this video and this girl is like screaming and like smashing and throwing shit against the wall, and I think she was hitting things with a bat, and it's just like I started to like tear up a little and get emotional because it's like, not that I was jealous, but like maybe envious is the word, of the experience of being able to just release your rage. I mean, I would be self-conscious that if people are watching, they might be like, oh, fuck, this guy is kind of nuts. Or this guy, or maybe this guy really needed this shit. But I mean, I feel like I really need it. I kind of want it. And I know Hawaii had one for a little while, but I don't know what the fuck's the deal with it now, because I haven't heard about it or heard from it in a while. Hold on. What does this say? Oh, the boys don't have school tomorrow. It's a waiver day. We'll figure that out, I suppose. Maybe they can come with me to work. That's cool. My eldest son just participated in a track meet on Wednesday. I don't keep getting ice in my mouth. I'll chew this back here. But so his elementary school participated in like a district-wide track meet. And he ran in the 50-meter dash and came in fourth place. Cut to a video. See, came fourth place. I don't know. It was a close call. From my vantage point, you know, I wasn't at the finish line, but I wanted to be able to get him. Like, I wanted this action shot where it panned across, I guess, this way for you folks. But yeah, so I was like halfway down. It's crazy that all his classmates were cheering his name as he was getting ready to run. That was awesome. You heard me as like a weird dad.
Erickson.
But I don't have a good shouting voice. Like, I haven't found a way how to shout and not sound fucking stupid. So I usually tend not to cheer loudly for things. Like, I'm not that go crazy parent as like, fucking. But I'm there to support. You know, I support in my own way. Yeah, so that was really cool. He was really proud of his fourth place ribbon. But I still think he probably came in third. I don't know. You guys run it back. Run it in slow motion, you tell me. What I did just there, that whole editing, inserting in that video with the snap and all that, that was like a homage. I gotta definitely give credit where credit is due, to Rick Glassman of the Take Your Shoes Off podcast. He does shit like that all the time. Right now, it currently is one of my favorite podcasts to watch. Don't expect me to do a lot of shit like that because it's time consuming and he has an editor that he pays to do it. And I really don't want to rip off other people's style. I just thought it would be fun in that moment. I thought of it. So yeah, I just watched Rick Glassman on the Harry Mack Flow State podcast. And that was a really good one. I like both of those guys. But yeah, anyway. So that was cool getting to see that. I don't know if I can, there's kids in that video. Maybe there's a way I can find the technology to blur their faces. All except my son, maybe. Oh, that's gonna fucking stretch my editing prowess. But anyway, we'll see. Maybe I edited all of this out and it's not even in there. But yeah. How long have I been going for already? Oh, 10 minutes. Perfect. Shit. So I'm sure, as most of you are aware by now, as of recording this on Thursday, April 18th, Israel attacked or responded in retaliation to the attacks. How do I think it is? So it started when Iran and other forces in the Middle East, I don't know if you call them forces, terrorist groups, Hamas, the Houthis, they attacked Israel by sending like over 300 drones and missiles. But Israel's got that Iron Dome defense system and they fucking didn't take much damage. I think there were a few rockets reported that made it through, but nothing near what Israel is about to fucking do or just did to fucking Iran. Like, we are on the doorstep of World War III, I feel like. And I mean, I'm in Hawaii, so I feel like we might not feel the effects of it, but I mean, we all do, right? Even after like 9/11, we all felt the effects of this war on terror and like the United States involvement in the Middle East. But so yesterday, they sent rockets back at fucking Iran and hit nuclear sites. And I think they even bombed a couple places in Lebanon. So yeah, let's fucking get ready. Once they start busting out that red heifer, they march that motherfucker up that altar, you'll know it's time. I mean, I think it's fucking obvious that like it's coming. And am I worried? I mean, a little. Who the fuck knows what could actually pop off in this world? But I don't know, what can we really do about it? Just love your family, do right by the people in your community, do a podcast so that way if the internet does exist, your kids when they grow up they can watch this shit, see what you were like. God damn. I did start watching Fallout on Amazon. Is it Amazon? Yeah. Whatever streaming it's on. But it's kind of that opening fucking sequence was pretty interesting. I don't think we'll be seeing anything like that here in Hawaii, but I mean, who knows what could take place. These countries that are fucking popping off right now do have nuclear capabilities. I mean, maybe not Iran. They say they don't, but fuck. They probably do. I mean, if we're being real, like, they do. Yeah, this could fucking get nuts. I don't know if anybody, I mean, I'm sure everybody involved in this, like, Russia is going to jump on one side, China is going to jump on the side. We're obviously going to jump on the side of Israel. You know, England, Canada. So, I mean, in the sense of a world war. And who knows where the fighting actually is going to end up being, right? Is this going to be the world war they talked about with drones and just atomic bombs and no actual people going in? Or is this the one, right? Who said it? Fucking Einstein, or probably wasn't Oppenheimer. He had his own epic quote. But somebody said, like, the third world war will be fought with atomic weapons, and then the fourth world war will be fought with sticks and stones. Just assured mutual destruction, where, like, they're sitting on these buttons that could just annihilate populations. And this could be happening any fucking day now. But if it doesn't, I'll be at the Aloha Cup in Waimanalo on Saturday. But this will be out after that, so don't really need to talk about that shit. But it's an event, cannabis event on 420 at the property owned by the Nation of Hawaii, private property, private land, and they're doing a cannabis cup where they're judging flower strains, concentrate strains, I guess. And yeah, we'll be there kind of representing the podcast, just kind of checking shit out. Nothing like official, I don't think. They haven't asked me to do anything. I know the Grow Guru is one of the flower judges, like a bunch of our other friends are flower judges and rosin and concentrate judges. So that'll be cool. I'm sure a lot of our usual suspects will be at their booth set up for, you know, the event. And yeah, it should just be a fucking good time. There's gonna be music. I haven't ever been to one of these events yet, but it'd be interesting. Especially after just the warm reception we had at the Cannabis Expo. That was a super cool experience and event to be a part of. And yeah, with Everyone Knows You're High kind of gaining in, I don't want to say notoriety, but people are starting to like check it out and be more, you know, I don't know, regular viewers. I do want to mention, we had one of the fucking best comments that I ever fucking had on any podcast anywhere. Let me pull it up. Hold on. I'm going to shout this motherfucker out on this podcast. Even though this comment wasn't about Voices from the Planet and it was about Everyone Knows You're High. Like, I don't give a shit, bro. This is like one of the greatest ones. So shout out to Gene Ericman. Great last name, by the way. Said, this is the most slept on podcast coming out of Hawaii. Love what you guys do. Bruh, thank you, dude. That is a great comment. That's a great compliment. Because, I mean, it's pretty safe to say that we're the first, like, cannabis-centric podcast. Talking to, you know, people in the community, talking about the issues surrounding it, and just trying to spread education in our own way. And the fact that people are checking it out and enjoying it is fucking amazing. You guys should fucking check out this podcast too. I mean, you guys already are, but go tell them. Tell everybody over there, and I have been, so you can help me by spreading the word. I know that this podcast is way different than that one. This is just the rantings of a dude with a beard and dreads. But I don't know, there's gems, maybe. But yeah, World War III. Here we fucking go. I should also mention that tomorrow is my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom. If you've made it this far in the episode, Mom, happy birthday. I mean, we'll be over there tomorrow for lunch, so, or for dinner. I'll see you tomorrow. But yeah, happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday, Hito. Happy birthday, everybody born today, tomorrow, whenever this comes out, whenever you're watching this. You may be watching this on a random date in the far, far future. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Who knows? You may be stumbling across this randomly. I don't know. And I might have hundreds of episodes out after this. This could be my last one. Who knows? But, yeah. Stay up to date by liking, subscribing to the fucking YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram. I'm back on Twitter. Got back on Twitter. I don't post anything on Twitter. I don't tweet. I mean, I guess X now, right? But I like to log on from time to time just to like look at things and see what's happening in the world through the lens of Twitter or X. Just the political dumpster fire that is, the sheer brutality of these videos that are coming out of these war zones. I mean, you have to stay aware of these things, I feel like. Even though I'm not politically active, I still feel very pessimistic on outcomes, which sucks being a parent because, fuck, you want the best for your kids, but when you look around in the world, you see all this shit going down, and then you even look closer to home, even in Hawaii. I mean, you hear so much now about just shit being fucked up, like what's happening to our home. and just being through the, I don't like conspiracy, I mean, conspiracy is the word, but like delving into these sort of topics and like you see that a lot of this shit could be fucking orchestrated and this could be just the plan all along, and then it gets real fucking depressing. And then you look at your family and you realize like that, to quote David Icke, infinite love is the only truth and everything else is just an illusion. Just they're playing a game and they're showing you what they want you to see and none of it's real. All of it's real. Who the fuck knows? But the one thing that we do know is real is that we have love for our family, our friends, even the like the people you choose to call family, not necessarily your blood family, but just your community. And if more people probably felt that way, then we wouldn't have these wars going on. I mean, maybe we still would, because just that's how the machine operates and that's what they want. But maybe if enough people rose up and kind of just shifted their consciousness a little, because I don't think the, I mean, as much as I joke around about like fucking, you know, hooling the system is going to take some violence and all that shit, I really don't want that. But I don't know, just love thy neighbor. Take a sip of this fucking bubbly drink. It's been like 2 weeks. Except I did fuck up one day. I had an energy drink on one day. But for almost 2 weeks straight, I have not had an energy drink. I'm really trying to stop. But I'm realizing I really like carbonated drinks. And caffeine is like, I don't know, like a little bit will just kind of make you want more, I feel like. Like, so if I get caffeinated drinks and that kind of shit, then I'm just going to, it's going to be that much easier to start buying energy drinks again. And so I've opted for caffeine-free sparkling ice. Not a sponsor, but shout out to caffeine-free sparkling ice, grape raspberry. I was thinking, oh, it's going to taste like wine. And guess what? It has vitamins and antioxidants. How much calories does it have? 5 fucking calories for this whole thing? Damn, dude. That's got to be healthy, right? What the fuck is in here? Aspartame. Aspartame. My mother-in-law thought that's how you pronounce aspartame. And I was like, they should have said it that way. It's more, sounds more fancy. No aspartame, but there's benzonate. I mean, there's always fucking some shit. Even the shit that you think is healthy, there's always some shit in it. You're not just eating like straight raw fruit, raw vegetables, fucking hormone and GMO-free fucking meat or pigs or cows or whatever. Then you should be good, I feel like. But the convenience of all these fucking flavors. It's delicious. Fuck, it's so goddamn delicious. Fucking love it. I can't stop. You know what I mean? I have this craving for sweet. And water is great. I love being hydrated. I've been drinking a ton of water. And I love it. But I still like flavor, dude. You can't only drink water. It's so fucking boring. People might say coffee or tea, but it's like the caffeine and all that shit. I did notice, as I was trying to like wean myself off there before I stopped, I could really tell the effects that like an energy drink was starting to have on me. And at one point in my life, they would have like, well, I kind of felt like, or I assumed that they had no effect on me because I would just drink them constantly and not like tweak out or anything like that. But I mean, getting older, obviously, and fucking, yeah, I could really feel like the caffeine kicking in, especially when we would do podcasts. Even Kalei would mention like, bruh, because you drink that energy drink. He was fucking right. So yeah, trying my best to not have high doses of caffeine. I forgot how I even got into that. mention that. Oh, my Twitter. So, yeah, if you want to follow me, VFTP_podcast. I couldn't fit the whole fucking name. I don't know. I just went with that. It's not the greatest. But, like I said, I don't really post shit on there. But you, I post all the... Lie. That's a lie. I don't post all the time. I post every time I do a new episode on my Instagram. That's majority of what it's been lately. I'm not on the socials as much as other podcasts are, you know, clipping shit and making posts about it. Kind of just let people find this thing. And it's like, if you do, great, Brian, you're here. And I hope you stick around. But if you don't, I get it. If you made it this far, thank you. If you haven't, you won't hear this, but good fucking riddance. No, I'm just kidding. Just fucking kidding. Yeah, Instagram. I don't have Facebook. I did have Periscope at one time. I don't even know if you guys remember what the fuck Periscope is. But it was like a live streaming app. Basically like Instagram Live, but its own fucking thing. I think I did a podcast episode with that. I heard about it from Joey Diaz because he used to stream on fucking Periscope all the time. I got into it and never got into it. But yeah. That's my socials. By now, I'm sure you subscribed to the channel. If you haven't yet, please do. Please. Please. Okay. I think that's pretty much fucking it. Typically how I end these things, kind of, unceremonious. But yeah, I've been trying to be better. I've been trying to come more prepared. Having notes ready, things to talk about. So I hope you guys appreciate that a little bit. I'm trying, because yeah, I'm trying to build this shit, man. Not necessarily Voices from the Planet. I'm trying to build a podcast fucking scene in Hawaii. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're a fan of podcasts and you wanted to start your own podcast, hit me up for real. I got things in the works. Let me just say that. And if you're interested in starting your own podcast and you feel like the podcasts out there in Hawaii just aren't doing it, you feel like they're not representing your points of view, from your perspective here in Hawaii, then fucking let me know, Ryan. We can fucking set you up and let you voice your opinions. And if it's, you know, controversial, let's fucking do it. And if it's not, and it's pretty, you know, what's the word? Milk and toast? Let's fucking do it too. There is a room and a space for all podcasts here in Hawaii. But I will say straight up, if it's super lame, I'm not fucking doing it. It would help you. For me to help you, not for me to help you, but it would help if your shit is interesting, obviously. And it may sound very condescending, or I don't know what the word is, but like, because, I mean, I can't even say that this was fucking interesting. But I do feel like there are people here in Hawaii, and if you're one of them, hit me up. That would be great for podcasting. Better than me. But I don't want to be on them. I just want to help you produce it. You don't have to do anything. You just got to come and record. So if you're interested, like I said, DM me. Hit me up. You know how to reach me. But yeah, that'll be it for this episode. Number 185. 200's coming up. Be sure to check out the sponsors of the podcast. The Grow Guru, my homie Kalei. And please subscribe also to Voices. Not Voices. What the fuck? Subscribe to Everyone Knows You're High. And you can hear us rap and talk it up with local cannabis fucking people. And also, coming soon, the online shop for him is The Guru's Grow Supply. You can follow him on Instagram there as well. And then we also have merch stores for the podcasts. And he made one for the Grow Guru. It's Teespring. It's on Teespring. I'll get the links. I'll put them in the notes here. So please, if you're interested in buying any, everyone knows your High merch, Voices from the Planet merch, or the Grow Guru merch, check those links and yeah, purchase a shirt, purchase a fucking hoodie. I don't know. But yeah, Teespring there for that. And then Pakalolo Seed Molokai, the boys over there will be at the Aloha Cup. So I'll see you guys there, or I'll have seen you there by this time. Yeah, follow them on Instagram. Check them out, the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And then last but not least, Miko Ferrari, my boy, Jerry, Retro Hoy, for all your throwback gear, for all this shit that you can't find anymore, but he can somehow. So yeah, go check them out. Let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. And again, thank you guys for supporting the podcast all these years. 185 episodes. Thank you for watching. Yeah. All right. That's it. Love you guys. Peace.
I like everything that's blue, like the color of my room. But almost every day, the skies are colored gray. I do the best that I can do. I like everything that's blue, like when her eyes shine like the moon. Like a slap against my face, I love the aftertaste. I've got nothing left to lose. The ocean says that I can go wherever, but it lies, I tried so hard to be myself despite this weather. We're up all night cause we don't like the treasure that we find. Seems as if you're done. I liked everything with you.